Radio Mouth Bandits is on the air!
Is everybody happy?
Yeah.
This happy?
No!
This happy?
No!
This happy?
Yeah.
It's just so good to have all of you here today. You know, when I look into your eyes, I really see that love that's deep in the heart of every person.
A victory for one! It's a victory for all!
Broccoli's. Oh, what a smell. Petey?
You're down here, Mobius.
Hey there, Petey. How's it hanging?
No, we're same as always. Always the same, you know.
Yeah, I know. Say, Petey, old buddy, how'd you like some company for the big game today? Can't seem to get my TV working.
Game?
Yeah.
Game? Mm-hmm. How many times I got to tell you?
Well, let's see.
There ain't no games anymore. The Earth has been devastated by a massive thermonuclear catastrophe of apocalyptic proportions, plunging a dying world into the depths of eternal winter. Oh, it's cold. The once verdant hillsides are now teeming with the void of life. And the few places of refuge that remain are infested with these giant mutant broccolis with little tiny beaks and pimples all over their backs. Yes, you and I are sole survivors in a world gone mad, a vast wasteland of desolation and hardship and really rotten reception. I tell you, there ain't no more sports. Not even bowling.
Petey?
Yeah?
Got anything on tape?
Oh, yeah. What do we got
that's
here?
Great.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yes, this could happen, leaving our people groping in the rubble of their homes and sifting garbage for
radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
Again, primary sequence.
We're in maintenance to Control 7. Yo, Franklin, you up there?
We're online in just 30 seconds, Mr. Cleotis. Are we having a problem?
That's right. We got 100% power, but there's a red light on the line to West Doyne, Europe.
I'm afraid I don't understand you.
It's plain. We got a train in Spain. So check your name.
Ah, the feed you need is up to speed.
We're 23 Skidoo.
And a Sim Sim Salabim to you too.
Mr. Franklin.
Good morning, Your Grace.
If
Before all is in readiness, then let us begin.
All right, all stations. Global feed on my mark. Satellites, look sharp. Ready? 3, 2, 1, chuckle. I mean, go! Go!
Good morning, and welcome as EDNA begins its programming day. The temperature is 112 degrees at 601 World Standard Time. Today's ozone condition is yellow until 3 p.m., while radiation levels in the Metro Burr area are mixed under cloudy skies. A fallout advisory remains in effect this morning for the eastern satellites, following yesterday's unscheduled meltdown at the Cobalt Heights nuclear substation. Residents of Groovy Bush are encouraged to remain indoors and refrain from the use of domestic nuclear warheads until further notice. There is a 100% chance of scattered acid showers in low credit districts 93 through 115. Pending minimum payment on balance due. A reminder, please forward all vouchers to EDNA Industries Weather Command, Building 1, Western Hemisphere, 10000000000001. Damn. As always, EDNA strives to provide the Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones!
Oh, Jesus! I'm up already!
Good morning. The programming day has begun, Mr. Jones, and we find you still in slumber mode.
It's only 6 o'clock in the morning.
This is your second offense this week, Mr. Jones, and failure to comply with the Up and Atom Ordinance will result in instantaneous and... relentless persecution. You may now select the community channel of your choice.
Oh, thanks a lot. For nothing.
Petey? Petey, time to get up.
Oh, I'm up already.
Please get up and have a nice day. You can't expect that poor announcer to wake you up every morning. After all, I believe we have a responsibility in this brave new world we've created to pull our own legs by the weight of our bootstraps.
Bootstraps, now, dear.
It's high time you got out of bed and did whatever it is you do to make sure that we get to do what we do after you're done.
But I don't do anything. Not anymore, anyway.
Don't be ditterbeer.
Gesundheit.
Is something wrong?
This damn mechanical bed. Oh, Mobius was just working on it the other day.
Thanks for using the Edna Bed-O-Matic.
I just wish Edna hadn't made my life a living hell, that's all.
Here we go again. That's the closet, dear.
Oh, I know. Where was I?
A living hell, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, dear. Let's just sit you down at the table and strap you in. There you go. Now the power bill's not due for another 22 minutes, so there's plenty of time to watch a little TV before breakfast.
Oh, boy.
That's better. Here, have a smoke-em. They're nutritious. And good for you, too.
Amos Mega Smoke-ems. Regular, methyl, or with a twist. Makes a bad day better, and a good one, too. Amos Mega Smoke-ems. You want them, we got them, so smoke them. And hey, it's the law.
Society moves on, 'cause every man smokes.
And hey, it's the law.
You know, when I first succeeded in my experiments with fecal rejuvenation, Global Food Leasing was no more than a glimmer in Edna's big, glassy eyeball. And all the time, the secret was right under their noses. Poop. Yeah, the big suits at Edna laughed when I told them hot poop conversion was the wave of the future. And then they stopped laughing. and they sort of snickered for a while, and then there was this strange string of staccato guffaws, and then they started laughing again. Then it got real quiet.
Thanks for choosing the Edna Mark 7 Recyclotron with the
Flumatic
Engine.
Oh, I got your
Flumatic
Engine.
Good morning, Mark. I'll have breakfast for you in a nano, dear. Have you seen my goggles? Oh, here they are.
You know, Edna sold 500 million of those damn Recyclotrons last year. 3G's a crack, that's what. 15 zillion bucks. The process I perfected has turned human waste into a veritable gold mine, providing edible food to billions on a rent-to-own basis. Not one thin dime in it for yours truly.
Please enter your menu selections, please.
Oh, 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 give me those cheeseburger.
Beatrice, look at me. I could have been somebody. I could have been an inventor. Instead, they accoladed me so far down the hall, I was never seen again. The job they give me is so top secret, they can't even tell me what it is. Meanwhile, Edna rakes in the dough they're making off my idea.
You shouldn't be so hard on
Edna,
you know. They
make everything, including your converter.
Ah, well, I hope they choke on it.
Have a nice breakfast.
Now, dear, just sit back and enjoy this big, smoldering bowl full of chemicals and cheese. Mmm. Now dig in before it gets cold.
You mean warm, don't you?
I mean, whatever, dear. It's blue today. Just make all gone, will ya?
Oh, thanks, but I think I'll just have another cup of Joe.
Who's Joe?
Never mind. Just pass the MC33 hydroxyl ethyl 9-9-7.
The what?
The flavor, dear. What am I going? I'd put a muzzle on her, that's what I'd do.
Ah, buzz off, Jones.
And drop dead.
Tibias, biceps, triceps. It won't cost an arm and a leg at Edna's Limbs O'Rama. We're overstocked. Hearts, livers, lungs, spleens. They're priced to go because they're going fast. Our freezer broke down. Intestines, by the yard or by the pound. Look at this hand. It slices, it dices, it makes julienne fries.
Say, honey pie, eh? My new toe come yet?
No.
I should pick up a six-pack.
Can't have enough toast. Oh, by the way, Sputnik will be joining us for breakfast this morning. In person. And here he is now.
At ease, Ma. Say, Dad, you look a little glazed. Smoke 'em?
Oh, no, thanks. Not my brand. Never mind that now. I want to talk to you. I got yesterday's power bill right here. It shows a severe drain from your quadrant. Again. What in blazes you doing up there, anywho? Been leaving that mainframe on again all night, or what?
Quiet, boys. It's time to say grace.
Grace?
Who's Grace?
And now, 1 minute to deal with. Brought to you, as always, by Edna. Essentially dominating nature's assets.
Let us bow our heads. Our sponsor, which art in Edna? Corporate be thy name. Thy products come. Thy will be done on earth as it is. For Edna, give us this day our RDA of 10 essential vitamins and minerals. And forgive us our debts with no money down. And 6
word from our sponsor. Thank me.
The world of Edna. Dynamic. Sexy. Violent! Yes, the little blessings of everyday post-teacher life don't come easy, and they don't come cheap. The cost in human suffering to bring even the most trivial of conveniences to your home can be staggeringly high. A tragedy beyond belief. That's why Edna, with over 2 billion subsidiaries worldwide, is always around to be there. Edna, making tomorrow yesterday, and today a thing of the past.
Cheese food? For breakfast? Reds!
Now, son, I asked you a question, and I expect an answer.
Well, Dad, I was up doing some high-voltage homework. I was up until they turned the trees off.
High voltage, huh? What they got you working on? Zeno's theory?
Yep.
Time travel?
Heck no, Dad. Fact is, I'm masterminding an ever-expanding global mega-conglomerate. From the computer. In a rumpus room.
Uh-huh.
For a show and tell. See?
Well, that's real peach-like, son, but for a five-year-old, it's downright scary. But what about this power bill thing? It's astrological.
Overhead, Dad. Takes a lot of juice to maintain a ravenous industrial empire, the likes of which the world has never seen. You know?
Here's some juice, Sputnik.
You know, son, when I was your age, we didn't have no supercomputers or any of that stuff kids take for granted nowadays. Why, I had to drive a mile and a half just to get to school. It rained sometimes. We didn't have no brain supplements, neither.
Could have used them, didn't.
Times were hard, but good, and somehow we always managed to get by with nothing. The best for our little boy, Sputnik. You know, it took me years to scrape up enough of your mother's salary to send you to the best damn public school in the zone. Now, I know the other kids tease you sometimes, and I know you wish we could afford the bomb like other folks, but...
Dad, I can deal with it when Mom has attacks of amnesia and deja vu at the same time.
Clue me
and
in.
And I can deal with your lame friends and your even lamer stories, but why can't we have the bomb like every other kid in Groovy Bush? Ugh! The tragedy of despair.
Taking it a little hard, aren't you, son?
Foolish mortal.
How's that?
Nothing, Dad. Bye, Mom. Gotta go. Where's my laser board?
You promised me you'd demag the perimeter before you went out, young man. And put on your clean suit.
And don't forget to close the airlock behind you.
Yeah, right!
And Sputnik.
Have a nice
Beatrice? Bee? What's wrong, dear? Beatrice, what's wrong?
It's the Mr. Mobius Show.
Oh, damn.
I wonder who needs something today.
How come there's never a repair man around when you need one?
Have a nice day. Nice day. Nice day. Nice day.